So it would seem. And it is addressed to, is it J. Cavendish or is it an L?
Well, it's certainly not a J. What was it doing on top of the wardrobe?
Ah, Monsieur Poirot. Nobody told me you were in the house. Good morning, Captain Hastings.
Good morning, Inspector.
What's that you got there? Theatrical costumiers, eh? Where did this come from?
Miss Howard found it on top of a wardrobe.
Hmm. Have you any objection to my hanging on to this, Monsieur Poirot?
None at all, Inspector. It has told me all I wish to know. How is the investigation progressing?
Oh, we've turned up a thing or two. As a matter of fact, we've come across another will.
A will?
Dated before Mrs. Inglethorpe's marriage, and leaving her entire fortune to Mr. Inglethorpe.
But why did her solicitor not know of this?
That's a funny thing about it. It was written on one of those printed will forms.
And where did you find it, Inspector?
In the desk in the boudoir.
But I understood that Mr. Wells had gone through all Mrs. Inglethorpe's papers very carefully.
You must have missed it. We found it stuffed into one of the drawers at the back. But I'd better be off, if you'll excuse me. Things are beginning to warm up. Goodbye, Mr. Poirot. Captain Hastings.
Goodbye, Inspector.
The poor chap. He has no method. Nevertheless, it is strange about the will. Ah, but here is the good Dorcas. A little word with you, Mademoiselle, if I may.
Yes, Mr. Poirot.
Tell me, on the day before the tragedy, did anything go wrong with Mrs. Inglethorpe's bell?
Oh, as a matter of fact, it did. Though I don't know how you came to hear of it. A mouse or some such must have nibbled the wire through. The man came and put it right on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mademoiselle. That is all I wanted to know.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Poirot.
One should never ask for outside proof. But the flesh is weak, and it is good to know one is on the right track. I am like a giant refreshed.
A very small giant.
Your little friend seems very pleased with himself. What's it all about?
I really haven't the faintest idea.
Is he quite mad?
I believe there's method in his madness.
Captain Hastings, I need to talk to you. Will you come into the garden?
Oh, of course, I'd be only too happy.
Tell me, do you think my husband and I are happy together?
I don't think it's any of my business to have an opinion.
Well, whether it's your business or not, I will tell you that we are not happy. You don't know anything about me, do you?
Well, no, not really.
My father was English, but my mother was Russian.
Ah, now I understand.
What do you understand?
Well, there's a hint of something rather different about you.
My mother was very beautiful, I believe. But she died when I was a little child. I was told she'd taken an overdose of sleeping pills by accident. My father was in the consular service. I went all over the world with him. It was a splendid life, and I loved it.
I can understand that.
And then my father died. He left me badly off, and I had to go and live with some old aunts in Yorkshire. The deadly monotony of life with them was getting too much for me, and then I met John. I wasn't in the least in love with him. I married him to get away from the terrible boredom of my existence.
I see.
Don't misunderstand me. I was quite honest with him. I told him that I liked him very much and that I hoped to come to like him more. I'm sure he cared for me at first, but we drifted apart. It is not a pleasant thing for me to admit, but he tired of me very soon.
Oh, but surely...
Not that it matters now. I believe we may have come to the parting of the ways. I'm not going to remain at Stiles.
And John?
I've no idea what he intends to do.
You're going to leave him?
I want to be free, Captain Hastings. You can have no idea what a prison this place has been to me.
I hope you won't do anything rash.
Rash?
You know that Dr. Bauerstein has been arrested.
My husband was so kind as to break the news to me this morning.
So, what do you think?
What should I think? Apparently he's a German spy, or so one of the gardeners told John. But I must go back to the house now. Thank you for listening to me so patiently.
Just before tea time, I went to look for Poirot and was told that he'd gone to Cynthia Murdoch's dispensary. But he knew very well that Wednesday was her day off. What on earth was happening to the man?
I say, Hastings, if you happen to see your Belgian friend...
Yes, Horace?
Will you tell him I think I've found the extra coffee cup?
I must admit I've forgotten all about it. By the end of the afternoon,